Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about safety and in particular, creating safe spaces in our world for children, whether that be in the home, whether that be in the community. Childhood is an incredibly important time in terms of us becoming who we are in the world. You'll also be aware that it's not without its challenge and it's not without its difficulty and it's not without its risk. And so awareness about the importance of safety is really, really key and is one that we're becoming more and more aware of now as well. When we think in terms of a trauma-informed framework, we think about childhood attachment and how we build blueprints for relationships. The idea of safety, safe places, safe people becomes all the more important for young people in our world. And it's the creating a safe space that holds children, whether it be physically or emotionally, and allows them the room to grow despite those challenges. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and we've got some tips on how you might be able to manage risk and safety for yourself and for your young people. So it is true that when we think about safety, we're actually talking about risk. For the most part, in that the general rule is to reduce the likelihood of risk and that increases safety. And this might be everything from physical safety. So think about when you've got really tiny little people, you put edge protectors on the sharp corners, you put electrical socket protectors to stop them from being at risk. You test the bottle or bath water temperature. And as a parent, you get involved in what becomes a very vigilant observation of not only the little person in the world, but also the world around that little person, and all the time scanning for risk and whether to intervene or not. And this is a really, really good framework. Obviously, this is geared towards keeping kids safe. We don't want kids to be hurt. And I think it's really, really important that we consider this framework and actually try and apply that to emotional development as well. It's an area that we don't often see. It's not as tangible as physical health. But emotional safety is a key aspect of childhood development and really, really key in promoting and creating functional and safe parent-child relationships. And this then allows the young person to feel confident internally, not just in the world and safe in the world, but safe in themselves, and it allows them to grow in their own emotional development as well. And this becomes all the more important when you think about times like adolescence, when that emotional development, when that birth into adulthood, that identity really starts to take place, and where there are significant challenges and risks and risk-taking that need to be navigated. So the more emotional safety, the more connection that we develop with a young person, the more resilient they are likely to be and the more able we are to be able to assist them through the difficult rites of passage in adolescence. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.